So let's understand about the next step, and that is building learning organization. Here we adapt to changes in the external environment through a continuous revival of its structures as well as practices. So when we have got a learning organization, it means that the employees do not become complacent with what they have learned during their graduation and post-graduation or during their induction and orientation, but they constantly go on learning newer and newer technology. They keep their eyes and ears open what is occurring in the world in this field. In medical practice, we have seen that the doctors are supposed to undergo continuing medical education and they are supposed to have certain credit points, and in US and all, even they are supposed to give exam every 3 years or 5 years to know whether they are in line with the latest developments in medical field or not. So similarly, engineers and other professionals in a learning organization without having this kind of compulsion also should go on continuously learn the latest technology. They should attend seminars, present their learning so that all the faculties, all the people from their field are benefited by the experience of the others, and that's how one should revive the structure and the practices whenever needed. There are two kinds of learning that occurs. One is single loop learning, where you are detecting what is wrong that you have done and now you are trying to correct it based on your past routines and whatever existing policies you are having. But this may not be beneficial every time. And finally, what you are doing is reactive learning. So one should go for double loop learning, where you are correcting mistakes by evolving goals and newer policies and set the routines by innovation so that these mistakes will not be repeated in future at all. So one should build learning organization and one should prevent these kind of mistakes as far as possible. So one should have a learning strategy that every employee should undergo training at least 10 to 12 days in a year minimum. And if required, if a new technology is coming, if required more, they may be encouraged to do certain courses in the evening beyond duty hours, where the fees may be paid by the organization. And they may be promoted when they have achieved the success in those diplomas or degrees from those universities around. They may be sent for global training if required, if something new has come up there also, and it should be sponsored by the organization and encourage for the people to come up and go for such training. And when they come back, they should be given an opportunity to use this training that they have undergone and get the feedback from the supervisor to see how the training, whether it is effective or not, and give the right kind of reward and appreciation to these employees who have undergone such training. So one should reconstruct the organization structure if required, whereby multi-skilling is encouraged, flat structure, self-managed teams, project-managed teams, etc. are going to help in development of these members of this team to learn new things, to have better analytical skills, better team building skills, better problem solving skills, better leadership skills, to be in line with the requirement of the organization's future market scenario and global competition. So this is going to transform the organizational culture in such a way that each and every employee should be learning newer and newer things very enthusiastically, innovating, bringing out of box thinking and innovative ideas, so that the organization can compete with the global competition give the best as far as the manufacturing products and services are concerned to the customers to give customer delight at the earliest before what the rival companies can give, which will lead to sustainability of the organization and growth of the organization also. Well, any change that occurs is not very easy to adopt because of the way we have been doing it for so long. Usually the inertia comes and finally lot of efforts have to be put in to adopt to the new change, and at times with aging it becomes still more difficult. With your personality also, for certain personalities it will become difficult, and hence whenever we talk about change it is likely that it will create stress in the employee. Now what is stress? Stress is something where a person is not able to adapt to the environmental change or technical change etc. which is required for him due to time pressure, due to some mental processes which are involved in that, which is not ready to adapt due to his personality trait or due to it is too fast for him to adapt, whatever may be the reason. So ultimately he develops stress. Well, that's why Seeley has coined this word stress for a stimulus which is there, and the response that the body is going to give will be based on the physiological response. Well, where acute stress may be there for the kind of crisis in which he is going, or it can be chronic stress whereby one after the other he is getting some changes which he is not able to adopt or manage, and hence it is going to affect his body and his mind. So when a person is under stress, well, if the stress is very low also, it will become monotonous and affect his mind. When it is too much also, it is going to lead to burnout for that person. So adaptation syndrome is there, whereby if a person is not able to adapt, it can lead to burnout and exhaustion, and it can lead to multiple problems. So certain unpleasant consequences may occur because of the environmental pressure which is there on his and how he is going to respond to that. So the consequences can be in the form of physiological consequences, psychological consequences and behavioral consequences. So let's learn about these things into detail. What are the physiological consequences of a stress? Well, in case of acute stress, there is flight or fight reaction which may occur, where the pupils dilate, the heart starts beating much faster. In medical term, we say it is tachycardia. That means its pulse rate goes beyond 100 per minute. It is occurring much more forcefully, so he may feel palpitation. He can feel his heart beating. There is more blood going towards the peripheries. There is less blood going towards his digestive system because it is not required right now. So it can lead to indigestion, acidity, etc. for the person. Then it can lead to hearing acuity at that time, but subsequently he may develop tingling and numbness and absolute giddiness and blackout in front of his eyes because of the parasympathetic response which may occur later. And the psychological responses can be there in the form of mental fatigue, anxiety. Some people may go into depression and irritability, etc. While the behavioral aspect of this stress can be either endogenous depression with suicidal tendency, or highly anxious person where he becomes jittery, cannot get sleep, can develop headache, etc. And that's how either he becomes very anxious and angry with his colleagues, etc. also. So there are various consequences which can occur on the physiological level, psychological level, as well as behavioral level. Well, there are various diseases also which can occur due to stress in people. These diseases can be in the form of insomnia, where he doesn't get sleep. He can get headache. He can get migraine. Migraine is half a headache that a person usually gets, or chronic headache that a person is getting, which is more common in females otherwise, especially more during the periods or when they go out in the hot sun. But due to stress also, their migraineous headache frequency and severity increases. Some people may develop constipation, while some people may develop diarrhea with ulcerative colitis or irritable bowel syndrome. Some people are developing suicidal tendency, mental agony, endogenous depression. Some people are getting diabetes, high blood pressure, hyperacidity. Some people are getting hyperthyroidism due to this. So there are various diseases which can occur due to this kind of problem. Even the diabetes and then asthma, if a person is getting, it gets aggravated during emotional burst out of the stress. So one should understand what are the consequences one is getting and how to prevent it. So as far as the stress and job performance graph is concerned, it is like inverted U, where you are going to have on one axis the stress, on the x axis as the job performance. From low to high, if we see the job performance go on increasing as the stress increases to a certain level, because without stress a person doesn't feel like working. A child will not go to school if there is no stress at all. So some stress may be needed. So optimal stress is where the highest performance of that person will be there, but when it is more than that, the performance goes down. And when it is too low also, because of too low and a stress where his skills are not utilized, where his knowledge is not utilized, he does just monotonous work, he becomes bored and his performance goes down again. So that's why the graph of the stress and job performance is like an inverted U. So once we understand the various aspects of job, stress and the job performance of the people, and as we know, stress is mainly due to change, which is the topic of the day today. So let's understand what are the ways in which we can manage this stress at individual level as well as at the organizational level. Well, at individual level, what we can do? One should make a person understand about what is stress, what is the stress adaptation reaction that's occurring, what are the effects of acute and chronic stress, what are the basic personalities, the need of a person, the environmental factors which are aggravating their stress. So once we understand and once we self-introspect what exactly is leading to stress, one can manage the stress in much better way. So there are various ways in which one can manage this stress at individual level in the form of physical exercise. When we do exercise, a hormone called endorphin is released in our body, which leads to euphoria, where it's feeling good, and it helps us in various ways of preventing the adverse effect of the stress. When we are doing physical exercise, it will lead to much relaxation of the muscles. Otherwise, the tone of the muscle is very high during stress in the fight or flight reaction. It will reduce the blood pressure of a person. It will utilize the sugar by the larger muscles, whereby the diabetes will be controlled or not get aggravated. It will lead to relaxation in the mind because of the hormones that are released. And the relaxation exercise also will help in mitigating the stress effect on the person. So Savasana, which is there, which is taught in the yoga, is also very helpful in mitigating the stress at individual level. Then when a person is doing proper time management, so that he is not achieving the target at the last moment, whereby a lot of stress will occur. If he is very punctual in his work, the boss will be happy. He will not reprimand him for minor things. Secondly, he will be able to do his work properly and there won't be any tension occurring because of the not able to get the targets achieved during the time period. Thirdly, when a person is managing the time properly, even he is going to take the right perspective of time management for the financial aspect as well for his family. And if a person is having social support in the form of understanding spouse or a friend, naturally it will help to mitigate some of the emotional problems of this employee's stress that he is getting due to the work pressure, due to time pressure, due to the interpersonal relationships, etc. So, if he is able to manage his health well, it is going to reduce the stress. Social support also is going to reduce the stress. So, there are various ways in which at individual level one can manage stress. One should have good emotional support from the society. If we have got the counselors in the organization, they are also be very empathetic and help him in achieving the stress management and reducing the effects of the drug addiction and alcohol on him. So these are the various aspects of individual level one can take care of the stress management. Yoga is a way of life. Laughter also helps in managing the stress. Then what are the various organization level stress management activities which can be done? First and foremost, if we can do effective selection and job fitment where we are going to give him such work which he is expert, which he has got the right kind of skills and knowledge and abilities to perform that work, he will not get stressed because the mistakes will be much less and he will be enthusiastic to do that work. His role clarity is very important. If he is clear about what he is expected to do rather than role ambiguity where he exactly doesn't know what to do, then also one should have more of stress. Type X managers should be sent for sensitivity training and moving them to type Y managers if possible, so that they are not going to create stress for their subordinates. One should have realistic goal setting. If we are having highly stretched goals or very difficult goals to achieve under time pressure, naturally it is going to create stress for the employee. If the job is monotonous, it should be given multi-skilling done. So job enlargement should be there for the similar skills so that his work doesn't remain monotonous. Job enrichment can be done whereby the task identity, the significance of his work to the whole organization as a whole, he should know. Task identity, the importance of his work to the organization and to the society will lead to better understanding of his work, will be more dedicated and he will not get stressed while working because he will work with passion and dedication for the significance of the work that he knows. Secondly, his working conditions should be suitable where the right kind of temperature, noise level, the atmosphere in the form of the proper ventilation, etc., will be taken care of so that he doesn't become irritable and his stress level goes down. His job should be having autonomy so that he can get the direct feedback from the customer. At the same time, he should be given sufficient resources and he should be having power to use the resources at his discretion. Once you feel that he is responsible enough, so enough of responsibility and accountability may be given, which will make him motivated and his stress levels will go down. So job redesign in the form of job enrichment, job enlargement, flexi hours if needed, especially for pregnant women, the flexi pay whereby his requirement can be fulfilled in much better way. All those things will help him in mitigating the stress. Right kind of training programs based on the training need assessment, if it is done, it will improve his skills to do his job well and get successful in his jobs. Better performance appraisal rating better motivation for working and better promotions will help in mitigating stress. In decisions, when a better employee participation is done, it will improve his morale, it will improve his passion for work, and naturally there will be less resistance to change, whereby his stress levels will go down. Clear communication, having clear role clarity, right kind of performance appraisal, frequent feedbacks where the supportive communication is there will help in mitigating the stress to a large extent among the employees. And some employees who are expert in their field, and if they want to learn further, suppose a master's degree person is there, and if he wants to go for PhD, he may be given a sabbatical for 2 years so that he can finish his doctorate and he can be taken back, whereby his improved knowledge and skills can be utilized for the company. He will be highly motivated due to this, and his stress levels will go down because during sabbatical he is doing totally different kind of work and going in for his passion of learning more in his field and specializing in that will naturally make him much less stressful. And one should have right kind of wellness programs for the organization employees based on the health risk assessment, so that one knows exactly what are the problems of this organization. Suppose you are having high stress levels, then one should go for better stress management programs in the form of the right kind of awareness program for stress, the yoga, the gym, the counselors, EAP, employee assistance programs, whereby those employees who are having the addiction, smoking, alcohol addiction or any other drug addictions due to stress can be made to understand, they can get the insight into their problems, and they should be helped for cessation of smoking or cessation of taking any drugs and alcohol. Alcohol anonymous programs may be made available to him so that he doesn't take help of these things for mitigating and managing his stress, which are the wrong ways of managing the stress. In fact, his stress increases further and his health also goes down, which also goes into more stress for him physically as well as mentally later. If there are ergonomic problems, then one should redesign the workplace in such a way that his back remains straight, his shoulders are remaining straight, his elbow remain at 90 degree while work, his workstation at the right height, and his neck movements are not unduly more. His workstation is such whereby within the range of his arm length, within say 45 degree, everything is there for him, whereby he is not unduly stretching his arms, so that musculoskeletal problems are taken care of. So ergonomics is one aspect in the wellness program which is taken care of. For computer ergonomics, if there are IT firms and other kind of ergonomic for the workstation, so adaptation of machine to man is done with the help of ergonomic wellness programs, whereby a lot of stress can be removed in the person based on these physical symptoms and mental symptoms due to fatigue, etc., which is occurring in wrong positions or wrong type of weight if he is carrying, which is creating lot of problems with his spine. All those things can be taken care of. So wellness programs based on the health risk assessment. So if it is a non-communicable diseases like heart attack is more in the organization, one can develop programs for managing the blood pressure of the person by regular assessment of the BP, and diabetes if required by regular assessment of blood sugar, because diabetes can get aggravated by stress. And then having the consultants who can take care of these employees who are having high BP or high blood sugar, managing them well by giving them the right kind of dietary advice, regular exercise, medicines, etc., and monitoring those things. So various wellness programs are used in many organizations now, which can help in assessing the health risks and then accordingly, in the second stage, managing these health risks in such a way that the employees become more healthy, their mental problems are taken care of, and they do not go in for the drug addiction or alcohol or smoking, etc., for managing this. And even support programs you can have where if a person is suffering from one particular disease and there are multiple such employees, then they can come together and sort out their own problems. They can tell their success stories, how they have come across the right kind of doctors and right kind of ways of managing their disease, like say motor neuron disease or cancer or diabetes, etc. So such kind of things can be done in wellness programs. So these are the various ways one can look into organization level stress management. Of course, one can do the stress audit and find out what are the causes of stress in this organization. One can pinpoint certain aspects of the organization stress from this stress audit, as well as by finding out what is the sickness absenteeism, whether it is increasing, whether some people are increasing their smoking, or there are more drug addictions which are occurring, or whether there are more irritability among the employees in a particular department, or the interpersonal problems of communication is occurring in a particular department, etc., can be found out, and then right kind of approaches can be done to mitigate those things. If the bosses are such where they are highly task oriented, not at all person oriented, and because of their behavior people are getting lot of stress, then such bosses can be sent for sensitivity training. They should become more self-aware about their behavior. They should become more empathetic, and that's how the problems of the stress in the organization can be sorted out to a large extent. So there are various methods at organization level as well as at individual level to take care of the stress. With this, we have understood what is change, what are the factors of change, how to take care of them, what are the important theories of stress given by the Levin as well as by Kotter, the 3 and the 8 factors they have, the 3 steps and the 8 steps they have shown in detail, and how one should go about managing this change in a positive way. The organization structure should be more of organization in such a way it is organic rather than a mechanical organization. Flexibility, multi-skilling, the better training programs, and having the learning organization and having the right kind of training and development program for the employees by rewarding them when they are having the right kind of innovative ideas, etc. And change can lead to stress. So even we have learned what is stress, what are the various effects of stress at individual and organization level, and how one can manage this stress at individual and organization level. Thank you.